AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is spending a final full day in Cuba. These singing children greeted him this morning in the city of Holguín, where he is celebrating Mass for thousands of the faithful. Tomorrow, Francis comes to Washington to begin his visit to the U.S. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president will be on hand tomorrow at Andrews Air Force Base to greet the Pope as he arrives from Cuba, and then will welcome him to the White House Wednesday in a South Lawn ceremony with some 15,000 invited guests. Other stops for Francis include a speech to Congress and appearances in New York and Philadelphia, where he's speaking to the World Meeting of Families.
Now to the tragic Baby Doe case in the Boston area. In court this morning, the mother of the little girl whose body was found inside a trash bag on a Boston Harbor island. The baby was called Baby Doe as investigators searched for her family. Also being arraigned this morning, the mother's boyfriend. The assistant district attorney is providing some detail as to what he alleges happened to the little girl. He is relating a conversation the mother had with a friend, he says.
Ms. Bond broke down crying and said, "I'll never see my daughter again." And he asked her, "What do you mean by that?" And she responded, "Michael McCarthy killed her, and I'm an accessory after the fact because I helped him get rid of her body."
Michael McCarthy is charged with murder. Little Bella's mother, Rachel Bond, is charged as an accessory after the fact. In California, two wildfires burning in Northern California have now destroyed nearly 1,600 homes. After one fire north of San Francisco destroyed another 162 homes, the fires have killed at least five people, and authorities are investigating another death as a possible suicide. This is AP Radio News. Also today, there is news about the Emmys, Game of Thrones, and Veep, the best drama and comedy on TV, according to the Academy.
Move over, West Wing. Game of Thrones overcame voters' anti-fantasy resistance to claim the most trophies ever in a season. It took a combined 12 Emmys on Sunday and at the previous Creative Arts Awards, including Best Drama, topping the 9 awards record set by The West Wing in 2000.
Just thanks again, HBO, for believing in dragons.
Producer David Benioff has heard on the Fox Television Academy broadcast. On the comedy side, HBO's political satire Veep claimed the top series award that had gone to Modern Family for 5 consecutive years. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Apple has removed some apps from its app store after developers in China were tricked into using software tools that added malicious code. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.